It's always good to be found in the house of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God's good. You know, I was reflecting. Well, I guess I have to testify and confess first, since my wife brought it up. Friday night we went to Crewe, Virginia, and it's on the other side of Farmville. And from a fellow minister, Clyde Oliver was ministering there, so went there. And we didn't get out of service there at almost 11 o'clock. And we were driving back, we were going to drive back home. So we stopped in Farmville to get something to eat. And I came out of the restaurant, and I thought it was raining, it was really foggy, and I thought there was a meridian there in the road. And so I pulled out, and I made a right to go to the light to make a turn and come back. But after I got out, I made a right, I saw that there was nothing there, and then I made a U-ey and came this way. And I didn't no sooner turn than there was two police cars behind, not just one, but two, you know? So I had two police officers came up, and he asked me, what on earth was I doing? And I said, well, I thought there was a meridian there, and I told him what happened, and he said, well, I don't know if you're familiar with Farmville or not, but in Farmville, no U-turns are allowed. And I said, yes, sir. And he said, well, don't do it again. And he let me go. Amen. So I thank you. I thank God for favor and for the blessings of God. Because before I left that service, the minister prayed for the favor and the blessings of God to be upon me as I was traveling home. And even after I got out of the way and it was a mistake, I was in error, the police wasn't wrong, I was in the wrong. By grace and God's mercy, I didn't get a ticket. Amen? So, you know, I thank God. So we went out there. So there's a new saying that we have that Jackie and I talked about. We reminded each other all the way home and from time to time, remember, there's no U-turns in Farmville. Amen. You know, but I was reflecting this week, and when I was reflecting on last week on Resurrection Sunday, the Spirit of God spoke something into my heart. And I want you to hear what he said. He said the resurrection and the celebration of the resurrection is 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an annual event where we gather together just to recognize the resurrection of Jesus. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all of our fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. Life is worth the living because he lives. Amen. And you know, God wants you and I as his children to walk and live a resurrected life. Amen. We're alive. Because he's alive, we're alive also. Amen. There ain't nobody dead in the house. You still feel yourself, touch and squeeze yourself. Make sure you're still there. Everybody with me? If you're with me, and as the word is going forth, if faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, if you agree with the word as the word's going forth, say amen. So that is saying, I'm agreeing with you. Because if you're not agreeing with me, I got to keep on getting it on until you get it so that you can agree with me. Because we're all here to come into agreement. If two agree as touching anything they ask, it'll be done for them of the Father which is in heaven. We just sang a song. How great is our God? Name above all names. To that, you know what that means? That every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. Every name. So no matter what name it has, if something's coming against you and it doesn't have a name, just give it a name so you can take authority over it. Hello? We're not naming it to keep it. We're naming it to loose it. Amen? Name above all names. He's worthy of all of our praise. My heart will sing. How great is our God. See, it isn't just about singing a song. It's about the heart of worship. It's about worshiping the Lord with our heart. When I'm singing that song, I'm not just singing a tune. When Amy said, don't pay any attention to us, all they're here to do is to lead us in a song so we can sing in unity to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to bring him all glory and honor and praise. Amen? God deserves everything. I don't know about you, but if he never did another thing for me the rest of my life, what he's already done is sufficient. He saved my soul. He took me from darkness into light. He took me from death, and now I'm alive. I'm a new creation. Amen? A new creation. Amen? So when I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about, you know, the psalmist said in Psalms 48:1, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord, and greatly. Well, have you noticed how many songs we sang that had great in it? Amen? Why do you think we're trying to expound to you about the greatness of God? Because he's greater than anything that we could go through or be faced in life. Amen? You know, so what we're doing is we're exalting him over top of it. We're exalting him so that we can grow and the glory of and the admonition of the Lord. You know, as you know, when I was looking at that, and you know, after the day of Pentecost and Acts chapter 4, which our text is in today, in Acts chapter 4, the apostles, when they were getting out, they all of a sudden men were threatening them. They were faced with some adversity. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 4, so let's just turn with me there to Acts 4, and we'll go into the Word. Amen? Acts chapter 4, verse 31. It says, and when they prayed, the place was shaken together, was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the Word of God with boldness. In other words, when they gathered in one accord, the place was shaken where they were gathered together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak the Word of God with boldness. I believe in the house of God and amongst the body of Christ, God wants to shake some things off. I believe that it's just like a tree that's shaken, the dead stuff falls off. And in the newness of God, he wants to shake some things up. But where I want to focus your attention today is on verse number 33 for the message this morning. The Bible says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. And this morning, the title of this morning's message is, How Great is Our God? I just took it from the song. And out of our text today, we're going to look at three things. His great power, the great resurrection, and the great grace. Can we lift our words together and make a declaration in the house today? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote it to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can be who God says I can be. I can have everything God says I can have. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, My ears are open. My heart is receptive. Speak to your servant, for I'm listening. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Father God, that you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do today. So, Father, I pray, Father God, that Carl gets out of the way. Spirit of the living God, speak through this vessel. May the words that come forth, may they come forth with clarity. May the people have understanding. May they be built up. May they be encouraged, and may they be comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. When all is said and all done and all accomplished, you'll receive all the glory and the honor and the praise. For I ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. You know, this morning we did an exercise in the house, exercising and having revelation of who we are in Christ Jesus. You know, that we're more than a conquerors, that we're redeemed, that we're forgiven. Amen? That we're children of God. Amen? So many times we just have to remind ourselves who we are. You know, the enemy is trying to steal your identity from you. See, the enemy tries to give you an identity with circumstances and situations that you're going through. And God gives you an identity in his word. Amen? That the key is, hey, I'm redeemed. I'm bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. Does that mean I'm perfect? No, but I serve a perfect Lord. Amen. Amen. I am sanctified. That means I'm going from holy to holy. I'm going from glory to glory. I'm being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. But when I look at this word, and when they were threatened and they were faced with threats and of their enemy, they said, and with great power, he gave the apostles. That great power, great, comes from the Greek word megas, M-E-G-A-S. Power comes from the Greek word dunamis. It's spelled D-Y-M-A-N-I-S. Dunamis. It means mega great power. You know, when I was thinking of this, I've used this and shared this before, but the Lord wants to speak to someone here today. Dr. Bill Bright of Campus Crusades for Christ, he told a story. It was called Yates Pool. Mr. Yates was a sheep rancher in West Texas during the Depression. Mr. Yates, like many of the other ranchers, was living on government subsidy for help. One day, Mr. Yates had a knock on his door. It was a seismographic crew from an oil company. They told Mr. Yates, they said, Mr. Yates, we believe there's oil on your land. And they signed a lease agreement and drilled a wildcat well. At 1,115 feet, they struck the first oil reserve. It brought in 80,000 barrels of oil a day. Subsequently, other wells were drilled. Even 30 years later, one of the wells was still producing 125,000 barrels of oil a day, and Mr. Yates, he owned it all. He was a multimillionaire, but he was living in poverty. The problem? Mr. Yates, he owned the oil, but he did not know it was there. Jesus said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore. When Jesus said, go ye therefore, he transferred the power. The problem is we don't have revelation and understanding what we have through Christ Jesus. Just like Mr. Yates, he had untapped potential. It was untapped. The oil was there, but until they tapped it, they didn't get the flow. And I believe there's so much untapped potential that's in this room. There's untapped potential of the Spirit of God that's being settled inside and not being exercised and used. God wants you and I to have revelation and understanding that when Jesus said it was finished, that he gave us everything we need to be successful for the kingdom of God. Amen. Eat everything we need. There's nothing else we need. There's nothing else that needs to be done. It's been already purchased for you and I. And it's just like that oil well that was under that ground. Amen. That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is within you. Paul, Jesus said in Acts 1:8, he said, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. Untapped potential. Look at the one next to you and say, you have potential. And I'm not Pinocchio. I don't know if you see the commercial with Pinocchio in the TV. He says, you got potential, and his nose starts growing. I'm telling you, you have potential, and my nose ain't growing. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, you have potential. You have Holy Ghost potential, and God's got plan for every last one in the room. Amen. There's not one in the room that he left out. He's gifted every last one with something. Amen. And all of what we want to do is we just want to untap that potential. Let that potential flow. Amen. You know, when I was looking at that, and this megas dunamis, this great power, the Lord took me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Paul says this. He says, in my speech and my preaching, and 1 Corinthians 2:4, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration or the manifestation of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. In other words, I'm saying that I'm not standing up here as a man that speaks with a bunch of earthly wisdom, but I'm a man that is speaking with power and a might from the Almighty God. It's His word. It's His power. It's His might. It's not mine. It's not yours. We're just vessels to be used by God for His glory and for His honor. Amen. Paul had a revelation and understanding. Hey, I might not have all this, but guess what? When I come and preach, something's going to show up. I know God's going to show up because God is faithful, that He'll do everything that He said He would do. Amen. I'll say amen. 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 Remember, guys, we're walking by faith, not by sight. It's not about your feelings. So many people are moved by their feelings. Let your feelings go. Stand by the Word of God. Stand by the Word of God. Your feelings are going to mess you up all the time. It's going to mess you up. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm not moved by my feelings. I'm moved by what God says. Be moved by what God says about you, not what people say about you. It's what God says about you. He calls you child. He calls you son. He calls you daughter. He calls you anointed. He calls you the favor of the Father. Amen. I got the favor of God on my life. Amen. You got the favor of God on your life. You know why? Because God brought you here today to hear what God had to say to you today. You think you planned to be here today? Was it about your plan or not intention? No. The Holy Spirit of God spoke to you because He had something for you to hear today. And God wants you to hear it. God wants you to hear it. Man may say that you're a loser, a failure, but God says you're a winner. That you're more than a conqueror. That you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. The old man's got to die. The new man's going to resurrect in power and in life. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In other words, it can't be about feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Can't be feelings. You got to get a hold of the Word. You got to get a hold of the Word. You got to walk by the Word. Walk by faith, not by sight. Believe God in His Word. Amen. Believe God in His Word. You know something? He is the answer to every need we have. Amen? My word and your word says, my God shall supply. He didn't say he might. He said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. We've been supplied for. Give God praise and glory. Hallelujah. When I was looking about this great power and this dunamis power and this megas dunamis, this great power of God, the Lord took me to the Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 29. And 1 Chronicles 29, this is going to be a transition from kingships. David's getting ready to pass the baton to his son, Solomon. Amen. They're getting ready. David's having all the people come together to gather all the stuff. They're getting ready to build the temple of God. Amen. And Solomon's going to gather all of it and is going to have all this wisdom. But in 1 Chronicles 29, verse number 10, the word of God says, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness of the power, in the power, in the glory, and the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted ahead above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. In thine hand is power and might, and in thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Can we lift our voices together? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Let's do it again. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet? Oh, how sweet it is to trust in Jesus, to trust him at his word. Amen. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul says in verse number 22, this is so much like today, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But to them that are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Amen? Not by my power, but the power of the resurrection. He says that he gave the apostles, and great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection. Witness of the resurrection. Witness comes from the Greek word marturion. Marturion. Marturion is spelled M-A-R-T-Y-R-I-O-N. Mar, but it's pronounced marturion. Marturion means evidence. 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 And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Resurrection comes from the Greek word anastasis. Just give you some Greek if you want some Greek. Anastasis. It's spelled A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I-S. Anastasis. And anastasis means to stand up again, to restand. When you're dead, you fall. All of a sudden, be resurrected as you stand up again. Amen? The adversary has tried to knock some of you down. But God came to give you a resurrected life so you can stand up again. You here with me? Hello? Do we have a singer? We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in his presence on holy ground. Don't you wish Barbara Judy were here today? Hallelujah. The standing. And what, you know, the Lord was speaking to me about something. You know, in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy, Moses established something. Out of the mouth are two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And Matthew chapter 18, Jesus said, when you have when your brother trespasses against you, you go to him privately. If he doesn't receive you, you take with you two or three witnesses, because in the mouth are two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Paul in 2 Corinthians 13, verse number 1, says, in the mouth are two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So we have the old Jesus and after the Holy Ghost. Okay? In other words, when you go to the courtroom today, if you went to the courthouse, it's the same principle. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. In other words, if you have witnesses against you, you know, you have eyewitnesses. Eyewitness is someone that's seen something take place. Character witness, someone that would testify of your character. There you have material witnesses that talk about things. And we have hostile witnesses even. Hostile witness is a witness that doesn't want to be there. Have you seen God move in your life? He says, won't you be his eyewitness? Have you seen the character of his love? Will you be his character witness? Has he supplied all of your needs according to his riches and glory? Can you be his material witness? But one thing I want to say is that word marturion is evidence. And the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Now open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Apostle Paul writes in verse number 3. He says, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I received, how that Christ died for your sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain until this present, but some are fallen asleep. And after that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, of one born out of due time. If the mouth are two or three witnesses, let every word be established. There's over 500 witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he lives. Amen. We should never have any doubt. If we go to the court and the mouth of two or three witnesses, we have over 500 witnesses. If we have over 500 witnesses of the resurrected Savior, and that he says to you and I, because he lives, we live also. He said, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. That no matter what comes my way, amen, I got the word. That excites me. That excites me. The sad thing is how cunning and how subtle the devil is. That how many people he's blinded in the world. Because there's no court system in the world that if you put the evidence in, wouldn't believe it. And wouldn't say it's true. Out of the mouth of 500 witnesses. This isn't just in the Bible, it's in total history. Amen. This is that God's alive. Hey, we serve a living God. There's a lot of dead gods out there. There's only one that's alive. We serve the living God. Amen. We've got a living hope. We've got a lively hope. Matter of fact, in 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Hallelujah. Megas dunamis, great power. Megas anastasis, great resurrection. Great life. Amen. Amen. You know, the church should be the liveliest people on earth. Hello? We should be the liveliest people on earth. No one else that is now out of Christ knows what their future is. But you and I know what our future is. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, he would have told me. He said he's gone to prepare a place for me. If he's gone to prepare a place for me, he'll come again for me, that where he is, there will I be also. Hallelujah. I know what my future holds. He holds my future. My life is worth living. Hallelujah. I got a lively hope. I got a lively hope. I got a lively hope. I've got a lively hope. I'm not like these other religions that are depending on this God to do something for them. Come on, chair, talk to me. Might as well be the chair. Come on, chair, you're going to provide for my needs. Only if you need a place to sit. It's corny, wasn't it? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In other words, God wants us to know, and he gave with great power, he gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. I put mega great grace, mega charis, mega unmerited favor. You see, when I got pulled over in Farmville, I had mega charis. I had unmerited favor. They were just looking for someone to give a ticket to. All right? And if they took the time to pull me over, they're going to make it worth their while. Hello? Mega grace. He said great grace was upon them. You know what great grace means? It's not about what we have done. It's about what he has done. It's not about what we deserved. It's about entering into what he's already completed for you and I. For by grace we are saved by faith, that not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. Unmerited grace. Unmerited favor. Matter of fact, in John chapter 1, verse number 14, it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We held the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and full of truth. And verse 16 says, in this, and in his fullness have all we received and grace for grace. by his goodness. Not by my goodness. Not by your goodness. But by his goodness. By his goodness. By his goodness. In other words, I have to accept the finished work of Calvary. And if I don't accept the finished work of Calvary, I leave Christ on the cross. But he isn't there. He went to the grave. He was 3 days in the heart of the earth. He arose triumphantly from the grave. He walked among them for 40 days. He ascended to heaven, and 10 days later, he gave you and I the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. Did I deserve it? Did you deserve it? You know, the psalmist says in Psalms 84, bear with me. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing we withhold from them that walk uprightly. He's our sun. He's our shield. He will give grace and glory. And he will not uphold for anyone that walks uprightly. And how do I walk uprightly? I'm walking under the covering of Jesus Christ. I've got Jesus' robe of righteousness. Amen. Amen. I'm the righteousness of God. You're the righteousness of God. Look at the one next to you and say, I'm the righteousness of God. By the blood of Jesus Christ. His blood covered my sin. It washed my sin away. As far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. Amen. And if he's not remembering it, if he's not remembering it, if he's not remembering it, if he is not remembering it, if he is not remembering it, I'm not going to either. Hello? You hear what God's saying? Hello? You hear what God's saying? God's at work doing something good in everyone. And God says this, stop looking at what's going on in someone else's life. Let the Lord work in your life. He's at work to do his good pleasure and his will in your life. The problem with the church has got so busy looking at everyone else instead of themselves. Let God work in you. Let God work in me. Man, he said it is finished what he did, but I'm not finished. Hello? Because he's taking me from glory to glory. I'm being transformed, and you're being transformed into his image. Amen? And when God comes in and he talks to you about things in your life that he's dealing with, it's always in love. See, it ain't condemnation. God doesn't put condemnation on people. God comes in total love. He comes in unconditional love. And when he comes in, it's in gentleness. It's in love. It's in compassion. And as he reveals things to you and I through the Spirit of God, he's just saying, hey, this is there, but it's going to be much better for you here. And I'm going to walk with you to get you there. You know, God will never tell you to go someplace where he won't go with you to get there. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me. See, he just doesn't tell me to go. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life as I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. That's where we're getting trained here to spend eternity. When we come in here to worship and praise God, we should be worshiping and praising him and getting accustomed to praise him, because that's what we're going to do forever. Every time he comes in, he's going to, whoa, whoo. Amen. He's got some great grace. Megas charis. Great, great, great grace. Matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, are you with me? Verse number 10. The Word of God says, Paul says, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. God's word will not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he changes not. In other words, if he doesn't change, then I need to change to adjust to him. And he gives me a helper. He gives me an advocate. You know, he gives us, you know, no one changes without intention. In other words, you and I must attend to how him, allow him to transform our lives. God isn't going to make us do anything, right? This is the second child to come into class. What's going on? Huh? They're looking for shoes. We are standing on holy ground. That's, you know, our children do that when they come in the house of God. They take their shoes off. If you got stinky feet, leave your shoes on. No, I can't. We're good. Everybody good? Amen. I love it. Why did I take my shoes off? Hallelujah. Because it's holy ground. I'm going to close up here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse number 10. I want you to get this in your heart today. Megas charis, great grace. Paul says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Look at the one next to you and say, by the grace of God, I am what I am. I'm not you. I am me. God didn't create me to be you. He created me to be me. There's only one me. Amen. In other words, Paul says, by God's grace, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. In other words, no matter what we accomplish, in 1 Corinthians 15:10, no matter what we accomplish, no matter what we do, it's by his grace. It's by his unmerited favor. It's by what he's done and not what we're doing. Amen? Paul was a worker for the kingdom of God. He wrote most of the letters of the New Testament. God used him in a tremendous way. And what he is saying, it wasn't me. I am what I am. But it was but God's grace, but by God's grace, but by God's grace, but by God's grace, that God worked through me, that God used me as a vessel, that I was submissive to the will of God. I was obedient to the unction of the Holy Spirit, and I did as God said. Because the Bible says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. In other words, what God is saying to you and I in closing today, he is saying, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hey, he said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm making a joyful noise unto the Lord. And guess what? I'm not singing for you. I'm singing for him. He's my audience. I'm singing to him. I'm not here to impress you. Hallelujah. I'm not here to impress. I don't need to impress you. I'm here to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm here to bring him glory and bring him honor and bring him praise. If you want to come with me, that's good. If you don't, that's between you and him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. There's too much glory given to man. It isn't about man. It's about God. It's about God. We serve a great, big, 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 big God. Woo! Man, when I walk into a room, I know my daddy's with me. And guess what? You mess with me, you mess with my daddy. If I mess with you, I mess with your daddy. Because guess what? We've got the same daddy. We've got the same daddy. He's our Abba Father. That he loves you. That he has great plans in your life. Amen. And he's just like he says in closing today. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Great power, great resurrection, and great grace. Bow your heads and let us pray.